Isaiah chapter 40, verses 9 through 11. O Zion, you who bring good tidings, get up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, you who bring good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. The Lord God certainly came with a strong hand in creation. He spoke, and a perfect universe, with everything from fireflies to stars dancing by the billions in the twilight, came to delight our senses. He certainly came with a strong hand in the flood. He spoke, and hurricanes and tsunamis swept over the earth so that we see billions of dead things buried in rock layers, laid down by water all over the earth. He certainly came with a strong hand at Babel. He spoke, and man's attempt to exalt himself to heaven was washed away like a sandcastle before the tidal waves. Yes, with a strong hand, he exposed man's greatness as actually so puny that ironically the all-seeing Lord had to come down in order to see it. Exposing man's pursuit of self-security as the rebellious confusion that it propounds and produces. Exposing that nothing man-made can reach unto heaven. Well, except one thing. The scars in the hands of Christ. But with the Lord God shall come with a strong hand. Isaiah is focusing our attention on the greatest work of the Lord of all. A work that was then yet to come. A work that would establish his rule over all and bring his reward. A work that will lead men to say, behold our God. A work that is good tidings. Good tidings of our Savior's saving work. To be heralded from the high mountains. Yes, the Lord Jehovah God came with a strong hand already in the Garden of Eden. Man had totally ruined Jehovah's or Yahweh's perfect paradise. Because of man's sin, sin and its curse has affected everything in this universe. Thorns and thistles, germs, bacteria, virus, anguish and suffering, decay, degeneration, deceit and death now hold sway over everything. And Satan seeks to use all of that to convince us that life is meaningless. Unless we seize the pleasures of the moment, just do it. Fulfill yourself. Be true to yourself. Forge your own destiny. God knows, Satan whispers, that on that path you will be God. Having the free choice of your own good and evil, your eyes will be open to experience celestial delights. And if Satan can't convince us that such a life, empty without God, is really full, then he will work overtime to convince us that the life full with God in his service is really empty. Full only of trials, tribulations, and troubles. Man has exchanged the image of God for such total corruption that Genesis 8, the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. And Isaiah 64, our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. We jumped out of the airliner, the will of Yahweh, without a parachute, without any ability to fly, without any means of hindering our absolute free fall. Rationalizations, claims, well, I don't deserve this. I'm better than most people. I'll atone for myself if only. They flit through our mind faster than the air streaming by. But we have no ability to change our destiny. That abrupt smack into the hard ground of divine justice. Ezekiel 18, the soul that sins shall die. However, the one and only thing that did not change with sin when we jumped out of the will of Yahweh was the Lord Jehovah God Himself and His love. A love so great that with a strong hand He established a way to save the rebellious fools like us who abandoned His will, defiled His love, and destroyed everything He had made so well. With quick action, He swooped under us to bear us up on wings like an eagle. Genesis 3, I will put enmity between you, Satan, and the woman, between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Yahweh stepped in to breach the impossible gap. Satan pointed his bony finger. It is impossible. They broke your law. You declared the decree yourself. They must die. They must smack into your divine justice. Even supposed Christian theologians agree. It's impossible. The finite is not capable of the infinite. God cannot become man and die. But with a smile of His loving promise, Yahweh arranged the impossible. I will become man, born of a virgin, so that in this personal union, there will be such a sharing of attributes that God is man and man is God. Emmanuel. In this personal union, God died. His holy, precious blood was a sufficient payment for the guilt of the whole world and therefore for all of yours. Yes, that borne up on the wings of His righteousness, we might fly once again in the will of Yahweh all the way to paradise restored. The Lord Jehovah God came with a strong hand. Prophecy fulfilled. Paradise secured. Proclaim the good tidings. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Hymn 99, stanzas 1 and 3.